So today we'll finish the topic of Baal HaKayim. The learning today should be a schus as always, and Eli Neshama for our dear chaver, excuse me, Chaim Eloza ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yezeb Amar Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Shul be a schus for Fur Shleim of Chaim Moshe Shua ben Malka Chanda ben Menorachol Chanalei Abashen Derachol and Abadati ben Peril, and a schus for all those serving and protecting Eretz Yisrael and those in Eretz Yisrael and Amakam Sakana. So we continue in Baal HaKayim, and I apologize to those who missed because of a change in schedule. I had some appointments today, but I appreciate you guys being flexible. Okay, so we are on page 320. Now, we said yesterday that aside from dealing with animals, a person also has to be careful when you deal with human animals, meaning your children, your little kids. And we said that you can't keep them hungry, right? So potentially we talked about making sure that they get fed, and if there's only a small chelek, make sure that they get it over you. So he says like this: "Hinei nechleku apayiskim itzar bnei adam humi deraisa." So there's actually a machlekes apayiskim if causing tzar to a human being is a problem of a deraisa, kemoi tzar balechaim, just like tzar balechaim is. Because there are some people that make a kavachomer. They say if there's an aveira midaraisa to do tzar bali chaim to an animal, so alachas kama v'kama to do it to a human being, which logically sounds correct to all of us. However, he says, but v'yesh oimrim deloy nesar iser zem midaraisa ela b'bali chaim. But there are those that say that no, specifically animals. You have to be more careful. Shehem bayam das lizbol l'kabel, right? So one of the benefits or one of the distinctions that a human being has over an animal is that a human being has a concept of sacrifice, a concept of lose a little now and gain later in the future, right? An animal doesn't necessarily have that unless the animal's pre-programmed, to put away food, let's say for the winter. But generally, the animal is interested in what drives it right now, right? So an animal doesn't say, okay, I'm going to be in pain today, but that pain is going to translate in the future into some benefit. It doesn't happen. The animal has a drive to breed, and the animal doesn't think about the consequences of being pregnant and having that child. A human being has that ability. A human being, while it's let's say pregnant, a human being can say, okay, I'm going to go through tsar later, but at the end of the day, it's going to come out a child, and it's all going to be worth it. Similarly, the human being has the ability to say, even though I'm in pain today, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and therefore there's a cheshbon, and therefore you could be soivel. You could be soivel, whatever obstacle you're going through. So he says, maybe some of the Paiskim say that maybe the Torah gave a specific lav on animals because animals are not able to be soivel. Any pain that they have, they can't mentally, be soivel it. It's pain, and it hurts the animal, and there's no making up for it. There's no like, okay, but big picture, things are going well for you. And so maybe that's why the kavachayim that we said before is not correct. The al kapanim, but he says that because we're talking that a human being has seichel, if you have human beings without seichel, meaning you have young children that haven't developed, haven't matured yet to appreciate and again be soiveled things by putting it in perspective. He says, certainly everyone agrees that the kavachomer will stand when it comes to young children, because young children are not able to be soiveled, they're not able to gain perspective like an adult, and therefore they would be no different than the pain that you cause to an animal. But certainly and therefore you have to be very careful not to cause them any unnecessarily pain. He says, furthermore, there's a chiyuv min haTorah not to cause anyone stress, right? The idea of I forgot what the lav is, not to harm someone, bidvarim. What's I know, that's the lav, right? So there's a lav of ainah. There's you can't cause a person a pain for any reason. Kili kim yavi b'mishpat kol nelam. He says, even if it's not a deraisa for whatever reason, but still, if you cause someone else pain, Hashem is going to judge you for that. And Parashu Chazal, Shafilo Harakino. So this is actually the examples that the Gemara Chagiga gives. The Gemara Chagiga says that you're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon even if you roast out your friend or cause him to get nauseous simply for Shafilo Harakina, you killed a louse in front of him. Ayurakak b'fnei chaveru, you spat in front of him, v'nimas, and he got repulsed by it. So asili tenas hadin, you're gonna have to answer for that. You didn't intend, right? You're walking in the street, You feel a loogie, you hock a loogie out, and you don't realize that there's a guy walking behind you that's totally grossed out by that. You didn't intend, you just wanted to get some phlegm out of your throat. And nevertheless, you're gonna have to give it to Mechashman for that. He says this would cause a person to be frightened and unsettled, meaning it should. You got to be careful how you act, especially how you act in public. And therefore, you should try to do whatever it is to get people to be pleased with you. And here now, one of the things we said is a person has perspective. We said, right, that different potentially differentiates the tsar that an animal feels versus the tsar that a human feels. A human can put it in perspective and be soivel. But he says that, you can also take it to the other extreme and say, well, why should I be so worried about causing someone to be nimas? It's a gzeira from Hashem, right? If I negatively hurt someone else, then that can only happen if there's a gzeira min hashmayim. Talked about this many times, that someone who can only get hit if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a decree. And therefore, don't look at the person that's hitting you, but rather look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's really the one that's holding the stick. So therefore, so maybe you're going to say a very crumb logic. You're going to say, you know what? What's the big deal? So he's grossed out. Guess what? If God doesn't want him to be grossed out, then God will make sure that he's not walking right behind me, or he doesn't see my actions. So why do I have to worry about justifying my behavior? Going back to what we said to start this the topic not this topic the topic of Besaira. What do we say by Besaira? Someone's got to give the bad news, but it doesn't have to be you. Same thing over here. This guy's got to be punished. He's got to be nimas somehow. It doesn't have to be you. The example he's giving is the makkah. A person has a chiyuv to build a fence around his roof. Tyrus says, "Vasisa." So the question is, hold on a second. A guy goes up to a roof and he slips and falls. We're not talking now about being pushed. A person slips and falls. So if God didn't want him to slip and fall, then he wouldn't slip and fall. Why do I have to put up a makkah? It doesn't have to be your roof. The guy has to be punished and he has to break a leg. He can break a leg on ice, on a sidewalk pavement. He could break a leg playing basketball. He doesn't have to be off your roof. And that's the idea over here is also, when we have to be careful and sensitive to other people, and we should not downplay it and say, well, it's supposed to happen anyway, so therefore don't be so upset at me. That's not your outlook. That could be his outlook, but your outlook should be, I need to be careful, I need to be sensitive to others. And so I will tell you, I was in shul on Yontif, and someone was picking his ear. He's picking his earwax. You don't even realize it. You pick your nose, you pick your earwax. You don't even think about it. You bite your fingernails. You do things like this in shul, and you don't realize that there are people behind you or watching you that are like totally turned off. Forget about the fact that it's disturbing to the davening, but just the fact that the nimas, maybe there isn't davening going on. But he's saying here, and this is a real klal, the Gemara Chagiga. It's not Paliyot, it's Gemara Chagiga. We have to be very conscious and careful when we are in public that we are presentable. That we don't wear a shirt with stains on it that makes people not want to talk to us, that we don't have offensive smells. You put on deodorant, you shower, things like that. You have to be sensitive to how other people perceive you, because you see here that you are responsible for the way that you cause other people to feel, obviously within reason, and it's not, you don't become OCD over this, but things that you can control, you should be mindful of. Okay, with that, we will end this topic, and Meretz Hashem next week, we will start Bikurim.